You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
Hello, friends. It's Mark Schaffner. Welcome to another episode of Honestly Real Estate. So excited. It is our second episode in this podcast. It is our job to break down in a fun and interesting way the world of real estate in Southeast Michigan. So excited to be bringing you our second podcast today. We have an amazing guest. Each week we bring in some of the biggest, the best, the brightest stars from the real estate industry in Southeast Michigan and pick their brains so you can have their insider information if you are looking to buy, sell, or invest in real estate, or if you are a real estate agent yourself. Sometimes the real estate industry can feel like the great and powerful Oz. It is our job on this show to pull back the curtain and just show you that it's a little old man back there pulling some levers. With me, as always, is my co-host, the lovely Bethany Reyes. How are you, my friend?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. You know, you told me a pretty funny story this week, and as an animal lover, I found it quite funny that you almost murdered one of your clients' cats this week by accident. You didn't know I was going to bring this up, did you?
I did not.
Yes. So tell us a little bit about this. What happened with one of your clients' little fur buddies?
Well, so I am a self-professed cat-loving person. All animals, but especially cats. And I have a client who is moving into kind of an assisted living, and she was a big landscaping green thumb person, always outside working on her yard. And so I thought, oh gosh, what do I get her? Like, I wanted to get her a gift that was meaningful. You know, I didn't just want to get her a gift card or something. No, I wanted something that was that meant something.
Very,
you know,
thoughtful. Yes, more
so
than
I
just
thought really hard. I put my thinking cap on. I worked really hard, and I was like, I'm gonna get her like a really nice indoor plant, like a nice one with a nice pot, you know, so that she can
I've killed many indoor plants.
Right. Yeah.
No cats.
I heard you killed a succulent, which is very hard.
Yeah, I know.
It's very difficult.
Truth.
So I was like, yes, I got the greatest gift. This is amazing. I'm so excited. And I picked the perfect one out. I had the lady at English Gardens like help me. You know, I told her the story, and she's like,
place.
that's so sweet of you. I was so excited. I bring it out at closing, and she said, oh, this is a blah, blah, blah plant, because I can't even remember what she said. And it's poisonous to cats. And she is a cat lover, and that's really the only, you know, companionship she has.
So where did the plant end up? At your house?
It's at my house with my cat, okay, but like, whatever. My cat doesn't eat plants. Okay. I just don't even, I don't know.
Well, too bad. Well, now you know for the future, if you're buying a guest a plant, that's your first tip of the night from your Honestly Real Estate podcast. Find out if the plant you're buying will kill your client's cat. I'm super excited about our guest tonight.
Super excited.
Well, it's our second episode. Our first episode was just kind of you and me shooting the breeze back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
And when we had the idea of this podcast, I was talking about some of the people that we would have on the show. And one of the first ones that I was so excited about was my friend Erica Kolicka.
Yes.
And I've known Erica, gosh, how long have I known you for?
Well, we did a deal back in 2013, maybe?
Something like that.
Yeah. I mean, he's been in real estate for like 50 years.
You keep saying this. It's not even possible. I met Erica a few years ago, and it was funny because she didn't know who I was. And
sorry.
No, that's okay. I didn't know who I was at the time.
Did you know? I mean, no one knew who anyone was.
I still don't.
That's right.
But you have to meet at some point, and you're just like, hey.
Yes. Right.
And then you're friends.
So I'm so excited, you guys. Let me give you a little bit of background on Erica, because she's pretty amazing. And so she's an associate broker with Max Brook Max Brook Realtors out of Birmingham, which, if you don't know, it is an outfit that is absolutely world-class. I can't say enough good things about Max Brook, what they do for their agents and what they do for their clients. I don't even work for them, but I have the most respect for them. Great company. She's been in real estate for 12 years. Most notably for clients and for people in real estate, Erica has created a very unique, a very awesome personal brand. And if you get the opportunity and you're on Instagram, follow her on Instagram. Her handle is at Meet Erica. And her website is also Meet Erica as well. She is an expert on Detroit real estate. And when I say expert, a lot of people, because we know in this industry that, especially in real estate, that talk can be a little cheap from time to time. And Erica talks the talk and walks the walk. She lives Detroit. Yes, you're welcome. She lives in Detroit. She knows more about Detroit real estate than pretty much anybody. And I'm super excited to have you on the show today.
So Thanks for having me. I'm honored to be here. And, you know, it's cool to be amongst other creators in the real estate industry that are making strides and, you know, doing things differently and, you know, just kind of putting stuff out there.
Yeah. Trying things.
Right. You just try.
You are on the second second episode of our podcast here, which is just something we're trying. We want to bring people information. We want to do it in a fun and different way.
Yeah.
And that's one of the things that I really respect so much about you. So I wanted to talk first about social media, because you are one of my idols when it comes to social media. One of the people who I model so much of what I do, because the content that you put out there is absolutely spectacular. In what, like a year and a half, you've gone from zero to like 4,000 followers on Instagram.
Organically.
You didn't buy them.
Don't buy any followers. Didn't do anything. So I don't have anyone helping me in social.
So just say that. Tell me how this came about. You and I and Bethany are believers in social media as a very powerful tool. How did you decide that this was going to be something that you used in your that was neat.
What was that? I thought that was my fuck up, but it's not.
Neat little intro. So we'll fix that in post edit. I don't know if we can do that on our show yet. So tell me how you decided that I'm going to do this. I'm going to use social media as a tool. How did you get started with it?
So I just had been watching bloggers and YouTubers and, you know, people for quite some time. I was consuming their content on a daily basis. You know, I wanted to know what they were doing, where they were going, you know, what products they were using, stuff like that. More beauty bloggers, fashion bloggers from New York, from Los Angeles. And I thought, like, wow, like, why aren't we doing this in Detroit? And as realtors, because like we are our community. We know what's going on. We know who's who, what to do, where to go. And I thought, like, what a really cool platform to just talk to whoever will listen. And, you know, I debated doing it back at, you know, I'm not sure, you know, you've got.
What are people going to think?
Yeah, like, you know, exactly. Like, my hair's not perfect. My outfit looks like shit. Like, what, you know, it's tough. And then finally I just was like, okay, I'm just going to do it and I don't care. And so I thought I would give myself 1 year to do it. And I'm coming up on the year mark in actually like February. And I just thought, I'm going to commit to it. I'm going to do 2 photo shoots a month and just go and see what comes out of it. And almost immediately, within 30, 45 days, people that I would see for dinners or friends at events or even clients would just say, hey, I saw your post or I saw your story on Instagram and I like that house or I like this, I like that. Thanks for sharing. The DMs are like going off the hook, like just starting a conversation, right? So like how often are you able to start a conversation with a stranger organically or even someone that you haven't talked to in a year? Or I mean, that's gold. I mean, we are our like, right? that's our business is communication. So
and it's given us a platform to reach out to people in a much easier way, because before, you know, we had to pick up the phone, we had to call or we had to run into somebody at the supermarket or at the library or wherever we might have been at the coffee shop. Now, social media gives you the opportunity to be connected to people literally around the world.
Around the world. And just by it's just by being you. That's it. Just be you. Just say, what are you doing? What are you wearing? What are you eating? Where are you going? What property are you showing?
Let me ask you a question. So I think authenticity is what you're speaking of. And I that's something that I work towards, too. But as far as some of the other tricks, like geotagging or hashtagging or that kind of stuff, what have you found to be most effective in getting more?
So like hashtags are a big thing. Like it's a big debate whether or not hashtags work or they don't work. Or
what's
like
the
don't
verdict?
Waste your time.
Give the honestly real estate listeners the verdict.
When
this
I
is
look at
listening.
My insights, it's wild. Like from hashtags, how many people, I mean, it'll tell you if you go, I'm just going to pick a photo here. Let's see. So from hashtags, I mean, I reached 130 people on that one.
Wow.
I mean,
an extra 130 people just through adding
from hashtags,
a
like,
hashtag. So let's try to explain that to the listener. So you reached an extra 130 people. So what does that mean exactly?
So it's funny because like everyone's saying your follower count, you know, like how many followers do you have?
Right. Yeah, because
you
know, that's the goal. But, and, you know, amongst the, you know, the kids these days, it's like you can't have more. You can't follow more people than follow you. That's like so taboo. I don't know if I'm sounding like an 18-year-old.
I just found that out the other day.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
I think it's going to start to change because I don't think it matters. Because, you know, with so many people now buying followers or paying for whatever, like we're going to start to see a switch in that. It doesn't matter how many followers you have. It's your reach.
Right.
So if you look at the reach, like just because someone, you know, may not follow you or like your post – that reach in your account, that means someone stopped and looked at that photo. They looked at your video.
Based on the hashtag or based on a geotag?
I mean, think about it.
How
much stuff do you look at every day on Instagram? And you may not like it. You might think in your head, oh, that's cool. Oh, I see that. I'm going to think about what that person's saying. But I didn't double tap it.
Right.
That's your reach. So when someone looks at it for 10 seconds, whatever, you know, then they're engaged with your content.
Yeah.
Right.
That's what matters. It's not like your number of followers.
Okay.
It's really
so
not.
That's like, interesting because that's what I think the casual user or the casual person that's trying to get into it is looking at how many followers do I
like
have.
Like an agent. Yeah. That's
like
just
an
saying, hey.
Exactly. Yeah. How many followers do I have? It's more about the reach and what the content that you're putting out there, how you can get it in front of other people. Mm-hmm. So can you tell me, so there are two different types of profiles. So if you are, if you're a real estate agent or any type of entrepreneur, you can have just a personal account or a business account, correct?
Definitely. Yeah.
And I think it's safe to say you recommend anybody that's an entrepreneur to switch to.
You should switch to business because you get the insights. Right. And it's just like important to position yourself, I think, like as a business person, as a business and say, hey, you know, you can choose. I'm a real estate professional. I'm whatever. There's so many categories now, but it's free. You know, you just change your profile and it allows you to see what works and what doesn't essentially. And I think, you know, so many realtors, I like to call it post and ghost.
Mm-hmm.
They post and then they disappear.
Right.
Someone comments and they don't comment back. Someone, you know, you have got to engage.
Mm-hmm.
Comment back. Say, hey, I like your photo. I love what you're doing. Whatever. If you don't like it, say you don't like it. But everyone should be nice.
Yeah.
But
be kind.
Yeah. You can't expect engagement when you're just posting photos and disappearing.
And then disappearing. So when you say engaged, if somebody likes your post or somebody comments, comment back.
Comment back.
Have a conversation on
social
media.
Even if it's an emoji. Send an emoji.
Send.
Wink face, smiley face, like engage. That's what it's about is just building, you know, realtors, I should say that, right? It's like you should look at it as like that's a stranger that just called you, that just texted you, that's an email, and you're not going to reply to that email. You're not going to text back. And that's a public forum.
Right.
Instagram is, I mean, like, you have to start taking it a little bit more seriously.
Right.
Because, you know, it's, I'm closing deals from Instagram.
So let's talk a little bit about that, which leads me to my next question. How has social media, can you give me an example of a time social media has helped you sell a home?
Yeah. So in the past, 11 months or that I've been posting, so it's more so connected me with buyers initially.
Okay.
But I think as I start to grow and expand my reach and my audience as a seller's agent, to be able to sit in front of a seller and say, this is my media package. I have X amount of reach in the Metro Detroit area with X amount of people that are between the ages of X and X that have an income of X. And I mean, that's crazy.
That's powerful.
I mean, that's as a realtor, I mean, talk about marketing.
Yeah, because it's all about exposure and it's all about reach and it's all about how I can expose you and your home and the product that we're going to be selling to the most amount of people. And sitting across from somebody, you have a tool that almost no other real estate agent has with this, is what I'm gathering.
And it's free.
It's free. If you do it correctly, right? If you're yourself, if you post consistently, if you use, it's not hard. It's not rocket science. I mean, so many people say like, I don't have time. Oh my God, that's so much time. I'm trying to sell houses. I don't have time. But like, you have time to text someone back. You have time to do any, I mean, we have 24 hours in a day, like
have marketing meetings and have marketing.
Switch your mind. You're going out there trying to find clients. Like you can get clients and, you know, I mean, think about like, even if you meet someone, you know, you're going in on a listing appointment and let's say they don't know you, whatever. And you say, hey, do you have Instagram? Oh yeah, I have Instagram. Oh great. Here, follow me.
Mm-hmm.
Guess what? Now they have an inside scoop of like your life.
Right.
You work out in the morning, they see it. You're eating lunch, they see it. You're listing a house, they see it. Like you're building that relationship organically to the point where I had a person I met on Instagram back in the spring. I posted about a restaurant. She found me through the restaurant and said, hey, I'm actually looking for a condo in downtown Detroit. I'd love to work with you.
Wow.
She hugged me when I met her.
So this is it in action. So hang on, let me just unpack that a little bit. So you were at a restaurant. You posted about the restaurant. I storied it.
And I tagged the restaurant in my story. Like, so I love this, whatever, wherever I'm at.
So
you know?
She had been, talk to me about her experience. How does that work for her? How does she connect to you?
So like, I think, I don't know, I'm on Instagram a lot. Are you guys on a lot? I'm going to self-admittedly.
All the time.
They just started giving.
We're trying to be you. Yes.
Okay.
They just started giving me the insight. I'm averaging about 40 minutes a day. It's pretty bad. Mm.
Yeah. So I find everything on Instagram. Everything. From my hair, my eyelashes, my wherever I'm going. If I'm in another city, like I'm looking on Instagram to find what's going on. So this person saw my stories like through, if you hashtag or you go to a location, the story circle will light up, you know, that someone made a story like within the past 24 hours tagging this location.
I see. So you were at, let's just pick a restaurant in Detroit. You were at Grey Ghost.
I was at Grey Ghost I love the salad. I love the burger. The drink was cool and I'm just consistently posting, you know, start, middle, end. That's a whole nother. We'll get to that. But so she found me, she followed me, and then I got him a DM, right? She slid into my DMs and she said, hey, Erica, you know, I really love what you're doing and I'm looking for a condo downtown. I would love to work with you. Are you taking new clients? I said, absolutely. Like, let's meet. So we met and we got a coffee and I'll never forget. It was like a moment in time because I was thinking, okay, I've never really met a client off of Instagram before. This is very different, but okay. And she looked at me and just opened up her arms and gave me the biggest hug and was like, it was like we were friends for decades.
Wow.
So there's something to be said about that to not, right? I mean, I'm not closing anything.
Yeah.
I'm just being me.
Yeah.
So
do you can so
you're attracting rather than chasing.
Exactly, which is something that we talk about a lot. I want to ask you one last question on this, and I want to flip to something else because I want to talk about Detroit real estate, because our listeners also aren't just real estate agents. They're also people looking to buy, sell, and invest in real estate. So I want to get to that. But we've talked about social media and Instagram and Facebook and things like that being free. But you can also pay. You can do promotions. Tell me a little bit about that. What are your thoughts?
Yeah. So like Instagram, I don't promote often because I think it's like kind of cheesy. I've started doing a few different videos about like what's going on in the city as far as like different art installations or events that are popping up. And I've promoted those videos. But, you know, I'm not big on promotions. I mean, gotcha. I think for Facebook, it works better, especially for video. I think I've paid to promote a listing before. I think I paid like $500 and I got 2 buyers out of it.
Sure.
Great. Why not?
Yeah.
You know, I think Facebook's a whole nother beast. You know, there's a different demographic on Facebook than there is on Insta.
100%.
So it depends on like what you're selling and who you're trying to sell it to. And who.
And the layout's funny, right? Like sometimes you try to and the layout is weird. And
yeah. So it's different. But on Insta, I don't think you should promote because it's not authentic.
Right.
You know, gotcha. it's a platform that's driven by not only authenticity, but by the visuals. So like if you don't have quality visuals, like why would I look at your picture?
One last question on Instagram. Yeah. What would you say to somebody who is where you were a year ago and they're a little bit scared? And they're like, I don't know if I should do this or not. What would you say to somebody that's just starting out in real estate or just starting out as an entrepreneur or somebody that wants to build their personal brand?
So like my entire world has exploded from posting on Instagram. Like I wouldn't be sitting here now if I was not posting consistently on Instagram. Yes. Right?
Right. That's true. Yeah.
So like,
well, probably. I mean, maybe.
Okay. You would have been like, hey,
I think you're pretty great.
Yeah. Fine. Thanks, yes. Mark. But like, it's just put yourself out there because like we live in a world now. It's like you say social media, right? But it's media, 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 media.
Right.
So we're looking, this is free media. You know, you can pay it. Our Detroit, you can pay Detroit Homes, you can pay whoever, like
you name it,
you can pay, but it's not worth what we're doing for free on our phones every day.
I was like. Listening to Seth Godin on a podcast just yesterday, and he was talking about, you know, we've gone through different revolutions. We went through the Industrial Revolution where we learned, as you know, that we can build things, and we went through the Technological Revolution. We are now going through a marketing revolution where each individual has more power, marketing power, than Procter & Gamble had 50 years ago, which is absolutely amazing. Just in the palm of our hands from a marketing standpoint, we can do so much, and it's up to us what we do with that power. It's really, really quite amazing.
Yeah. And I think for realtors, though, like being like so involved in our communities, right? Like by knowing people and their homes so intimately, like to be able to connect restaurateurs and hotels and, you know, and just say, this is where I recommend, this is where you should go, this is what's new. I mean, Detroit's cool right now, so that's great. But if you live in Clarkston, if you live in Rochester, if you live in Waterford, if you live, I mean, in any city, like become that person of your city where people, you know, follow you where to go and what to do. I mean, right?
like, well said. Yeah.
So I think it's the way to go.
I agree. So that leads me kind of to our next question, because when I think of Detroit, I think of Detroit real estate. When I think of, hey, Erica, where's the hottest place to take somebody for a drink after work? Where should I take a client? Where, you know, where should I, what CrossFits should I go to in the city? What are the hottest new projects from a real estate standpoint? I think of you, and
thanks.
You've become that person for me. So I want to talk a little bit about Detroit real estate. So from a very high level, Detroit is cool right now. What is your overall feel? Give me a 10,000 foot view of what's going on in the real estate market in Detroit.
So I I'm going to back up a little bit. Like, I felt the pulse of this city over 5 years ago. And
the pulse of the city.
Like,
that is so good.
It was just like, it was a blank canvas. Like, and I'll preface with, like, I was born in Hamtramck. I was raised in Detroit for some time as a young child. So I have some familiar. Can I talk? Good God.
That word.
You know what I'm trying to say. See, this is what happens during a podcast. You get a little bit nervous and you can't speak.
It's okay. It's a hard word.
But that's okay. I'm me. So
yes, it's honestly
I have
realistic.
A level of familiar. Year, blah, blah, blah.
You're familiar with
this. I'm familiar with this city. So, you know, I having lived in the suburbs for quite some time, like I just saw like a blank space and I was like, oh my God, this is gonna happen.
This is gonna happen.
I felt it. Mm-hmm. And so I moved downtown in 2013 and there was like nothing there.
Moved downtown in 2013.
Yeah, I actually remember getting into my apartment and thinking like, oh shit.
Yeah.
Did I like make a mistake?
Yeah.
Because there was nothing there. Like there was one restaurant, there was a Thai
no grocery
food place.
Stores.
I mean, there was no one. There was people.
Yeah. Where
I don't know,
did
whatever.
You get your groceries?
You know, I'm not that hungry often. I like to eat out. So, it's funny. I'm actually doing a video on that because that's the number one question I get asked is where do you go grocery shopping?
That is such a great question.
It's
an urban desert.
There's so many places. So stay tuned.
let's get into that in a second because I want to dispel that myth that you can't get groceries because that's bullshit. And we all know
that's
that.
That's crazy.
But
that was a thing.
I was talking about something
It was
else.
A thing.
It was 2013. You moved to the city. You felt the pulse.
I knew that like if – so what's cool about Detroit is like anyone can come there right now from New York, from LA, from Europe and like make a difference where like you can't do that in these other big cities that are already so congested and full, quite frankly. You know, and I think each individual sort of business is like on steroids. It's like – you can go to the 10 Nail Bar in Capitol Park and it's like the most beautiful experience of your life. You get a drink, you get waited on, it's this beautiful, there's art everywhere. Like
I want to get my nails done.
I'll
meet
let's
you
go.
There. That's, it's like fabulous. So like everyone that's coming there, it's like whatever their forte is, but like, it's so creative and amazing and fun. And like, you can't do that in any other city. Like, I don't know where that's okay to do that. So it's a creative mecca and it's inspiring and it's fun. Everyone's like friendly. Like, I don't know. I love the city. So,
So tell me, there's a lot of new development going on downtown.
A ton.
And I will say, from my standpoint, I have some clients looking to buy, looking to sell, looking to invest in Detroit. As a matter of fact, I met with a client this morning that flew in from New York who is looking to invest in the city of Detroit. And I'll be soliciting your help on this when I do.
50-50?
50-50, something like that. The thing is –
Don't hold them to it.
I don't think that I'm alone in real estate agents from the suburbs that say, boy, I would really like to be doing business in the city. But it's so intimidating because it's so big and there's many different micro markets within that market, which is Detroit. But can you tell me what new developments, what new projects are you most excited about and why?
So I have to say City Modern in Brush Park because I'm going to be living there.
Yes.
But it just, you know, it's been ongoing for a couple of years now and they're beautiful, you know, 4-story townhomes with rooftop terraces. There's, apartment buildings, there's duplexes, like they're just going to be really cool. So, and Brush Park is just a hop, skip, and a jump to the river, to downtown, to Eastern Market. It's just like a great location. So it's funny because as the years go by, you know, every year it's like more expensive, right? Mm-hmm. The prices are just continuously going up.
So let's talk a little bit about the pricing in City Modern because there are a lot of different price points. And I think, you know, it might be a common you know, misunderstanding that, gosh, it's so expensive to build in Detroit. Talk to us a little bit about what the price points are.
In City Modern? So right now, like 1,400 square feet, you're at like $550.
Okay.
With a garage, which like to have parking in that area. Alone right now, average rates are $350 to $450 a car. So for one car.
Wow.
You know, so that's pretty significant. You're right directly across from two arenas and, you know, the freeways. And I mean, it's just that whole Woodward corridor. And like I said, you're next to Eastern Market. It's just, it's a no-brainer. And there'll be parks and things. So it'll be really cool. But, you know, I think when you say Detroit, especially to people that are maybe from New York or LA or, those different areas, there's still opportunity that's not $500,000. That's
right.
You know, that's 60,000 or 20,000. There's other areas too to invest in.
Right. What are, if somebody was an investor looking to buy and flip in Detroit, say for example?
So, you know, I really love the land bank. I don't know if you guys have worked with them.
I have
not. So the Detroit Land Bank.
Okay.
There's a lot of opportunity there. I'm really close with a couple people at that organization, and they do a really good job of just packaging and selling off these properties to investors or to other homeowners that, you know, want to buy, right? And and so those properties wouldn't be available without them. So the land bank's a really good resource. You can Google it. I really love Island View.
Okay.
I was there a couple months
ago. Yeah. So it's
Right there on the border, right?
I mean, it's right. So that's prime. that's really great. There's still parts of like Boston Edison too, like right in those areas where you can buy for like $60,000 and put in $200,000, it'll be worth, you know, $450,000.
Right.
You know,
that's intimidating.
So, yeah, you know, it's real estate, right? You know, you're, it's always
the great
real
and
estate
powerful
is,
Oz.
Yeah, it's like,
Mark just did a really fancy hand motion for
are you
our
Oz?
Listeners.
Are, you look like Oz right now.
Do I?
Yeah, you got the Oz vibe.
No, he's Casey Kasem. We all know he's Casey Kasem. It's,
I will do my Casey Kasem, not tonight.
You're doing
it
all
the
time.
It's the new mustache, right?
It's Movember, right?
It is Movember.
Oh, Lord.
So, but yeah, like, it's there's so much opportunity, and I would just say, like, don't be intimidated. Like, if that intimidates you, then you probably shouldn't be doing it.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, because it's just, you have to have that, like, this is what I'm doing and this is what I'm going to do, and it'll get done. And it will. It's all in your head. Like, whether you're investing or buying or selling, like, it's your mindset. So,
and that's that, correct me if I'm wrong, that's where the really good deals are places that are slightly uncomfortable because that's what makes it the hot place to invest.
Absolutely.
Because you're right on the cusp before everybody else.
So it's like we're all used to, like, I'm not anymore, but your suburban life for the most part, right? Like, you see the Target, you see the Bed and Bath and Beyond, you see like all the people and they're like, you know, right? I mean, it's wherever wherever you are, you're used to
suburbia.
That. So like when you go downtown, like you can be one block over and you're like, am I okay?
Right.
What's going on here? But, you know, it's a city, right? So be safe as within any major city. Like, I think Detroit gets a bad rap because it's so large. Like, the city limit is, like, you can fit San Francisco, Chicago, and New York into our city limits. That's what's crazy. But
it's huge.
It is that big, it's one really thinks about that, but that's whatever. So, yeah, you just have to do it.
Awesome. Well, I will still be calling you as my resource as I continue to educate myself downtown. One of the things that we like to talk a little bit on this show is how we balance work and life. Because as real estate agents, we can have a tendency, if we wanted to work, you know, 24 hours a day or 14, you know, to 14 hours a day, it's easy to work well into the hours of night. How do you balance work and life? What are some of the things you do for yourself?
So I've accepted that there is no balance.
Right on. That's the truth. Yeah.
I just, like, there isn't one.
There's just a counterbalance.
It's just being with what's going on, right? Like, it's like balance, balance, balance. But, like, at the end of the day, like, what's happening in real time, in real life, like, just be okay with it. You're really busy. You're really not busy. You're really great. You know, you just, it's fine. It's okay. That's how it is. Be present. Be mindful. Personally, I have to focus on health, like in working out. I have to get that energy out. I have to get going. I like to do it very early because if I don't do it early, then, you know, my phone's ringing. I want to see this house. Can we meet? Can we do this? Like, get out of the way. Like, that's how I am. Because if I set a workout up for like 5 p.m., I mean, what if someone calls and you're done. Screw it. So
it happened to me today.
Today.
You can't. So it's just better to get it out of the way early. It's uncomfortable to get up early. Listen, I don't like it. Everyone's like, how do you do that? Because I Instagram it a lot. But like, you just do it. Like, don't think about it. Get up.
Well, yeah, getting out of your comfort zone is uncomfortable because mediocrity feels fucking great. But getting out of your comfort zone, that's really where the magic happens.
Yeah, it's like we're entrepreneurs, though. Like, we create our own schedules. We create our own, like, right. I mean, so if we're not doing it, like, no one's paying us, so it's like, get up. Like, we're not retired. Like, what are we doing? That's my mindset. It's like, I get mad at myself if I'm not like up and going and calling and out. Like, I'm like, okay, wait, like, you better just quit at life then if you're not on it. Like, you know, so that's me. But
so, well, thank you very much. Yeah. I think this is a perfect arc of a conversation here. We like to keep these right around 30 minutes to give it
perfect
drive time for people. Before we let you off the hook, can we tell people the best ways to get in touch with you if they want to buy, sell, invest in real estate in Detroit, if they want to pick your brain about social media, if they're anybody, how do we find
you? So obviously Instagram at MeetErica. Mm-hmm. As you said in the beginning, I'll be launching a blog and YouTube channel in the beginning of the year. Can't wait to see you guys at the party. It'll be fun.
We will be there.
But yeah, so I just to keep people aware of what's up, maybe you don't need to buy or sell now, but you know, you'll see on my channel what's up with the newest restaurant and what are the hottest listings this week and, you know, sort of what's going on. So
awesome.
Meet Erica.
Meet Erica on Instagram, on the internet, and right here on the Honestly Real Estate Podcast. Erica, thank you so much for coming.
Thanks for having me.
Bethany, my lovely co-host. So nice to have you here this week. Thanks for listening out there, folks, and we will see you right back here 2 weeks from today.